Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hello and welcome to the Mission Junior podcast. And here as always, your host, Girish Shivakumar. If you have been following the Mission Junior podcast, I'm sure you would have got the general trend. Every now and then, I feature an interesting startup based out of India or globally, like, for example, EnergyX, who was featured in the podcast last time around. A big shout out to all such startups, because the stories of success stories of such startups will probably inspire a lot more people to get into the field of sustainability and make sure they have a positive impact on the planet. The reason I'm talking about this is because of this week's feature segment. Yes, if you tuned into the podcast after looking at the title, it's an interesting title and I'm sure you are pretty excited to know more about it. So without further ado, let's dive into the feature segment. Hello Ganesh, welcome to the Mission Junior podcast. Can you start by giving us a brief background?
So my name is Ganesh Shankar and I am the founder and CEO of Fluxgen Engineering Technologies. We help in reducing water usage in industries by up to 30%. How we do it? We use IoT and AI platform that we have developed to monitor the water flow, water level, water pressure, and energy consumed by water infrastructure in industries, and find out the inefficiencies in water infrastructure, give alerts and prescriptive alerts to reduce water wastage in industries. So far, we have helped more than 23 industries reduce their water expenditure. Our aim is to save 1 billion liters of water every day in next 3 years.
But the real reason that I got Ganesh on the podcast is to talk about
the sustainability mafia.
So before we discuss more about sustainability mafia and its origins, I asked Ganesh to share his journey right from his engineering days to right up to the point where he started sustainability mafia. And this is what he had to say.
During my engineering days, I didn't have a clear career vision or so. I just studied hard so that someday I get into a good master's institute like the University of Science. I did eventually get a seat in the University of Science to do my master's there. In between, I also worked in a robotics firm and later got a job in General Electric where I worked on aviation systems, then on energy systems. So I always felt that I should work towards one career vision for the rest of my life. Somehow I realized that I'm not doing that. So I decided, while I was in GE energy business, I realized I want to work on sustainability for the rest of my life. So I still remember my resignation letter to General Electric. So which was that I want to work on eco-friendly engineering solution for our country people in a small way. So that set a tone for what I want to do in my life. And then thanks to one of my professors from University of Science, he got me in touch with Dr. Harish Hande of Selco. And I worked there for a short duration to understand how sustainability based companies work. Before starting Fluxgen, I did about nearly 3000 to 5000 kilometers of cycle ride from Bangalore to Goa, Bangalore to Chennai, various other places. And then I started Fluxgen. Which was more like a projects and consulting company when I started it in 2011. So in this during this space, we worked on energy, water, agriculture, a lot of things. I didn't have a clarity on what is one problem that we wanted to solve. Thanks to Cisco Launchpad, Berkeley Accelerator, I decided that we should work on water management. In this process, I also made a lot of friends in this area of clean tech or sustainability, what do you call. And we realized we were all having a lot of problems. As such, sustainability itself is a tough field to be in. So whether you are having problem in terms of finance, technology, knowledge, or even business plan for that matter. So we used to talk regularly, and these conversations led to forming a group. Since we think sustainability is so important today, we need a mafia to actually make sure sustainability becomes mainstream. We decided to have this group called the Sustainability Mafia. We also called as they are the lobbies for your grandchildren, because the planet is in a condition that we may not be able to protect it the way we got it, or rather it will be very difficult. So we thought, how about actually bring together all of us in sustainability, share our problems, find solution within the group, even help each other, accelerate there, or rather have a multiplying effect on the leaders in sustainability. And that's how we formed this group, to have a goal-oriented approach towards solving the sustainability by probably promotion of business and sustainability events and activities.
That's an interesting journey, right? From the days you were in GE and then moving on to work in Selco and then going to start on your own company. And I mean, it's a great journey. In spite of having an interesting journey, you didn't stop at that and you wanted to do something. And you came up with this idea of getting all the like-minded people together into the Sustainability Mafia. What caught my attention when I first heard about this was the tagline. Why did you choose this tagline?
So the thing is, I was told by one of our mentors, in my very, very early mentor, Dr. Gopalakrishnamurthy, that we inherit this planet from our children, or rather grandchildren. I was like, he told me that it is like, it is not from your father or grandfather, it's your children, you inherit the planet. I was like, then I thought about it, yes, it makes sense. We have got this planet in a condition that we have to give it to the next generation. But from what I understand from the statistics, the kind of deforestation that is happening, the rate of deforestation, or the kind of air pollution around us, the temperature raise eventually because of fuel consumption, fuel usage, it is not going to actually really be a place for our children or grandchildren. I thought we should actually have a vision towards how we become a lobbyist for our grandchildren by working against all those entities which is destroying the planet, for making living condition very difficult. So that's how the tagline is, a lobbyist for your grandchildren. We really think we should work towards making this planet more livable for the next generation.
That's an interesting name and an interesting tagline. So how did you go along? I'm sure the journey that you had in the sustainability space would have given you a lot of connections, as you told earlier. So how did you get people along when you first started last year?
So incidentally, this idea when I had, or rather when we were discussing, and I thought we should have a name that should be somewhat appealing, also makes sense. So I just, wherever I used to go for some conference, I just told them we are making a group called the Sustainability Mafia. And everybody wanted to hear more about it. What is this Sustainability Mafia? Likewise, I got first few people to the group. And then I wrote a blog post saying that it was incidentally Ganesha Chaturthi, wrote a Ganesha Chaturthi and a mafia in making, and I put it in all the social media. I got a message from at least 5 to 10 people saying that I want to be part of this mafia. And slowly we made a WhatsApp group, started communicating over WhatsApp group. More people heard about it, and they wanted to be part of this group. We started having meetups leading to more people getting introduced in the meetups. And likewise, so most people who heard the idea, whether just like you said, even the tagline found very, both of the things sounds very politically incorrect, but it was just appealing for people to be part of this group.
You will hear more about the gang and its activities. But before that, here is a short intro from few of the members of the gang.
I'm Arjun P. Gupta, founder and CEO of Smart Jewels and member of the Sustainability Mafia. I help large businesses eliminate the wasted energy consumption in their own facilities. I do this because India wastes 20 to 30% of the entire energy that it consumes. And if we just save energy, we don't have to build a single power plant to provide 24/7 electricity to all our citizens in a sustainable manner.
Hello, my name is Shalini Patwal. I'm a consultant working in the sustainable urban and water infrastructure space with several state governments and Asian Development Bank. My work for the past 12 years have focused on sustainability of resource management, infrastructure development, and measuring the impact of such sustainable systems and practices. I do what I do because a healthy earth is all we can bequeath our children.
Hi, this is Sunil from Hindran Engineering.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I do rooftop rainwater harvesting and rooftop solar energy plants. I do this for my passion and concern for the environment.
As I have spoken to a lot of people, they are quite diverse. And most of them have a common background, or most of them are startup founders. How essential as a startup founder do you feel like to have such a group? How essential it is to be in a community like this, especially in the sustainability space?
So I think for a startup, you're always with challenges. So there is every day you have a new challenge. Firstly, you don't have a perfect business model. You're always iterating on your business model. You, especially you're a first-time entrepreneur, you don't know many aspects of startups, whether it is in the business, compliance, or whether it is the technology. So you're always, and you are coming, you are with a limited knowledge and with limited funds. So it makes an important case for startups to work together. And for that matter, I have to give you some examples. Like one of the co-founder in this group, co-founder of a company in this group, is a civil engineer and an environmental degree master's. He really wanted some expertise on technology. So within the group, we were able to help him. Likewise, I don't come from finance background, or rather, I don't have a lot of knowledge on how to build the financing scene. I reached out to the group and asked them, how do I get what kind of funds, what kind of loans? So I immediately got this access to that knowledge the others have all are proficient about, or their background. So in this group, we have people from engineering, like civil engineering, electrical. Some of them are even chartered accountant. Some of them are from policy background. So all this knowledge together is kind of helping each other. It is like a brain trust, if you ask me. That was one aspect. In some cases, I also found people had a shortage of funds and they raised an alarm or a flag to the group saying that I am immediately need of funds. Can somebody help me in, for a short duration? And that also worked out. And I also have heard of people just getting new connects who happen to be working with another client who is also need of a solution the member in Mafia was offering. So that helped members in Mafia make get new clients through this group. We also have found instances where people have been able to connect an industry leader who would actually host them for a talk in their company, and leading to businesses, business growth and visibility. So there are what is accessible to individual as individual, now it is accessible to the group, which makes it more kind of an opportunity that we are getting along while we are joining hands together.
You have summarized both the points well. I mean, the first one of being a startup founder and what you actually require to run a company and what kind of support that you need. And the other thing is being a startup founder in the sustainability space. I mean, this is a space that is not very exciting for every other investor, because all the ideas that are coming are truly radical in a sense, and it has a niche market and a niche client base. So it's difficult for anyone, especially a startup founder, to convince someone to invest. So that way, this group, I'm sure being part of it, I feel it's really benefiting a lot of people. So recently we had the second meetup. And what did you see as a sea change from the first time you met the other members in person? How has this transition been from the first meetup to the second meetup? And where do you see this going forward?
So the first meetup, actually, there was an informal first meetup happened in the early start of this, early this year. But that was a very small gathering. But the very important meeting, first meetup rather, happened in April. During that time, we just started telling what we are, each person, and then trying to tell how probably we can work together. And it was in a very early stage, and people just were excited about the meeting other entrepreneurs that happened in the Institute of Human Settlement. During this process, we at least had an idea of what are we going to talk in a group discussion. It should not be like a hi, hello, and good morning message. We want to really focus on sustainability and businesses in sustainability. And we started sharing relevant stuff. People started meeting each other offline from the group. And then we started realizing that we need have to formulate this. There's a definite advantage in working together. That's what we realized after the first meeting. So what we did in our second meeting was, how do we formalize? The discussion was all about how do we formulate together? What do we want to do? What we don't want to do? How do we see ourselves in the future? And each member shared what is their idea of sustainability mafia and how they want to contribute, how they want to benefit, and how do we take it forward. So we got the collective ideas together, and we identified few people who are extremely passionate to even take up some leadership role. We identified 4-5 people in the group who wanted to lead it in their capacity and spend significant amount of time in the group. And we have now come up with a more compelling vision statement. Rather, how do we grow as a this one? In fact, we decided to have a vision to help multiply the impact of sustainability leaders through goal-oriented collaboration. So we came up with a very compelling vision, and now we are formulating the way we would run it. What are the bylaws and statement, and whether we want to be what kind of non-profit organization, whether we want to be a Section 28 company, a trust or a society. So that's what we are now thinking about. We are now looking at having a legal entity for sustainability mafia, and how do we engage in a more systematic manner so that it benefits all.
Yes, the interest was clearly visible. Being a participant in the event, I did see a lot of interest among the other members in the group to be a part of it. And it was a really compelling vision statement that we came about. The other key aspect of this is it's not just local at this point in time. Over the last year, I clearly see that the sustainability mafia has reached a wider network. So we have people coming down from, say, Delhi also to join the meetup in Bangalore. If someone, a startup founder in the sustainability space somewhere in India, wants to join, what should they do?
Sure. In fact, we also had a person coming from Kenya as well. So, yes, there's definitely people are finding very interest in this one. So, we are looking at only two things. That's what came through in the meeting as well. That the people who are full-time into sustainability and they're passionate about sustainability, these two should be good enough reason for them to be part of the sustainability mafia. People who really think helping each other can actually grow their business and everybody in the sustainability itself of the planet. So are most welcome to this group. We'd be happy to have people with a like-minded vision or whatever I spoke just now to please join us. They can write to us sustainabilitymafia@gmail.com.
So before we move to the final part of the discussion, it is a right time for us to hear a few more voices from the sustainability mafia, especially hear about why they do what they do.
Hi, I'm Aditya Bhatt, co-founder and CEO of AirProbe. With such large-scale installation of utility-scale solar, one of the biggest questions to ask is, will these plants be reliable and will they function for 25-plus years? This is precisely what we're working on AirProbe. We are building scalable technologies using AI and computer vision to make large-scale solar reliable and operationally efficient.
I'm Anusha Sheth. I'm an electrical engineer and I'm currently working in Bosch Engineering and Business Solutions. I work on sustainability because I think sustainable future is a solution to every problem that we are facing right now, be it in terms of water shortage or even waste management, providing free energy to every human being, or even climate change. I feel that by working on sustainable future, we can solve every problem that mankind is facing right now.
Hi, this is Arundhati. I'm an architect. We help homeowners, companies, and retailers to design and execute their homes, offices, and stores. Our firm is AA Plus D. We focus on sustainable designs to optimize material and energy consumption because that's the only way forward. You can find us on www.aaplusd.com. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Revati MS, co-founder of F2S Tech and a student at RV College of Engineering. At F2S Tech, my role is in technology and new product development, and I always like to work in the field of agriculture, plants, and sustainability.
So before I signed off on the conversation, I asked Ganesh if he had one final message that he wanted to give the global audience. So he shared a short story involving two famous Indian philosophers, Sri Ramakrishna Paramahamsa and Swami Vivekananda. Let's listen in.
So one day, a lady came to Ramakrishna Paramahamsa with a boy and told, "My son eats a lot of sweets. And if you tell him to reduce on it or cut down on it, he would probably do that." So Ramakrishna Paramahamsa told the lady, "Can you come after 15 days?" Vivekananda was sitting just beside him. He observed this. The lady came after 15 days. And then Ramakrishna Paramahamsa took the boy on his lap and told, "Please stop having so much sweets. It will affect your teeth and you will have a lot of problems later on in your life. So please, why don't you stop eating so much sweets?" The boy actually listened to him and told, "Okay, I'll reduce my eating sweets." And the lady and the boy left. Vivekananda asked Ramakrishna Paramahamsa curiously, "You could have told the same thing 15 days back. Why did you tell now? I mean, you could have told it before now." Ramakrishna Paramahamsa told that 15 days back, even I was eating a lot of sweets. And I had to control that eating and I have reduced my eating sweet. Now I can tell the boy. So this goes with all of us. I mean, sustainability is very important. It is about what are we practicing today that we can actually tell it to others and they can. So it should start from ourselves. And this story of Ramakrishna Paramahamsa has actually compelled me to take more action in my life on sustainability, and so would I tell to others. So please think of what you could do if you are in the field of sustainability for yourself. And why don't you share it with others, whether it is about having half a bucket water or water for your shower or to have for bathing, or using a mug of water for brushing your teeth. There are so many other things, small things, fixes that we can do to make sustainability a kind of a default choice. So I would leave the audience with this thought. Thank you so much.
So yes, that's an interesting message to end the episode on. Practice before you preach, be it business, sustainability, or life in general. It's always good to practice what you want others to follow. I'm sure you're pretty excited to know more about the Sustainability Mafia and how you can be a part of it. So, it's very simple. You can drop them an email as Ganesh mentioned, or you can follow Sustainability Mafia on social media channels. The link to all of this will be in the show notes section of the podcast. Or you can drop me an email, missionchunia@gmail.com, and I will make the connection. Like always, you can follow Mission Chunia on any social media that you're on. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. The handle is @missionchunia. And like as always, if you like the episode, let me know. Leave a feedback, give a rating and write a review on platforms like Apple Podcast. It definitely helps in making the podcast better. The podcast is available on all major platforms like Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcast, and it's even available on Jio7. So until next time, signing off, this is Mission Chunya, towards a zero carbon economy.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.